Dr. McCullough, what kind of effects would we see from people eating mRNA and ingesting it via the food?
Well, let's address the Zhang paper, which I think is an inflection point. The Chinese, did two things. One, they took a shortened version of the messenger RNA, a 675 base pair of the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein code, and they were successfully able to make an exosome, a phospholipid packet out of cow's milk, get the messenger RNA to stabilize there. And then they were actually able to have the mice take in this milk over three different feedings spread out over 3 weeks. And sure enough, the messenger RNA got into the mammalian system, the mice system, and they produced antibodies in response to the protein made from that RNA code. So they have proof positive now that messenger RNA can be ingested and get across the gastrointestinal epithelial lining and into the bloodstream. This is a new dark phase of messenger RNA exposure to human beings. And I think Tom Rentz is right. We should be very concerned about messenger RNA in the food supply. Now, we use genetically modified organisms, food, to grow big apples and big strawberries. The genetic use of technology to improve various forms of food, make them grow more readily. I think that's well understood. But the idea of using food as a delivery mechanism to humans and change something within the human body, that's a new aspiration. We're seeing it from the Chinese. I agree with Tom Rentz. We actually need protections in bills. He's working on a House bill in Missouri to have protections in labeling to make sure that consumers understand what is in the food and give them the opportunity to avoid genetic loading of food, particularly if it's coding for something that can change a process in the human body.